Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. Settlers take over Palestinian homes in Jerusalem and heavy clashes with Israeli soldiers reported during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers continued on Tuesday at dawn their invasion into the Jenin refugee camp in the northern part of the occupied West Bank and fired missiles into two homes before demolishing a store and several walls. The invasion into the camp started on Monday evening. Moreover, during the invasion, the soldiers kidnapped a former political prisoner, his mother, his son, and his brother. Eyewitnesses said that clashes took place between the soldiers and dozens of local youth who hurled stones and empty bottles at them, and the armed resistance fighters also exchanged fire with the invading forces. Sounds of loud explosions were heard in the area while military helicopters hovered overhead. The Israeli army said that one soldier suffered moderate to severe injury and was moved to Rambam Israeli Hospital in Haifa. In related news, Israeli soldiers kidnapped on Tuesday at least 9 Palestinians in different districts of the occupied West Bank during various military invasions and searches of homes. Kidnappings and home searches were reported in Nablus, Hebron, and Ramallah cities. In Ramallah, clashes took place between the invading soldiers and local youth. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, in Jericho City on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 4 Palestinians, including a father and his son, after invading the city and searching homes. In other news, Israeli soldiers accompanied a large group of Israeli settlers as they moved into a formerly Palestinian-owned building in the Silwan neighborhood in East Jerusalem. The arrival of the soldiers and the settlers in the neighborhood led to clashes with stone-throwing youth who were attacked by the soldiers. According to the Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan, the settlers claim to be part of the Atarit Kohanim organization, which is extreme right-wing colonial settler organization whose aim is to expel Palestinians from their lands in East Jerusalem and the West Bank and then take over the land for Jewish settlement only. The property occupied by the settlers on Tuesday is directly adjacent to one that was taken over by around 60 settlers 4 days ago. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.